Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Well, hello and welcome to Purposeful Living with Emily. I'm Emily Fitzpatrick, your host for today's show. I'm so excited to be with you today to talk about purposeful living. I am a woman on a quest. I'm on a quest to live with purposeful intention because life without it will rob you of your legacy. Life without purposeful intention will rob you of your legacy. One of my favorite leadership coaches, his name is John Maxwell. He says, when good intentions don't turn into intentional living, nothing happens. An intentional plan requires something of us, and that's action. It requires movement. So I want you to think about your life the past year. Has it been full of good intentions or intentional living? There is a difference. See, I think most people have good intentions. At least we all like to think people have good intentions, right? But people with good intentions tend to live in a someday realm. Good intentions only result in someday statements. We talked about this on the last show. If you were with us, you'll remember. But we talked about these someday statements, and they sound something like this. Someday I will. I wish I could. I need to. Does any of that sound familiar to you? So I was doing some work with a leadership coach last year, and he told me that I said I need to a lot, and I didn't even realize it. And so he reminded me that need to does not require commitment. It makes us feel good when we say it. It sounds good, but it still allows us to hold it loosely. So I can say, I need to go to the gym. Yeah, I need to do that. Or I can say, I will go to the gym tonight at 6 o'clock. I mean, there's a big difference in that. So I want to challenge you to jot down some of your someday statements this week. Just think about your someday statements. And after you've written them all down, anything that comes to mind, ask yourself, what is a now thing and what is a future thing? For future things, just put those aside for today. For instance, you may say, I want to write a book. Okay, so that might be a now thing would be you would take a class, maybe to write the book later. Okay, so what's a now thing? What is it this year in 2016 you want to accomplish? What is it going to take for you to put action behind those good intentions? I encourage you to take some time to turn those good intentions into SMART goals. A SMART goal is specific, it's measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So as you do this process, it will help you identify those areas that need more intention because we all have them. Maybe it's in your finances, it might be in your relationships, your health, or work-life balance. But as you start making goals and pursuing intentional living, you start to eliminate those someday statements. There's movement, there's action, there's purpose. Now, I want to remind you that you can have a ton of movement and action and still not have intentional living. You can be busy with all good things and still miss the mark. I want to tell you a little bit about how I did that. And in early 2015, one of my dear friends, she said to me, why don't you ever give yourself time to enjoy your accomplishments? She said, when you finish climbing one mountain, you're immediately moving on to climb the next mountain. And when she said those words to me, I knew they were true. I knew what she was saying was right, but I just wasn't in a place to receive those words. I thought to myself, there's just too much to do. I can't stop. I have to keep moving. I would love to slow down, but it's just not feasible. Can't happen. So for close to 10 years now, I've been leading a nonprofit organization called On Eagle's Wings Ministries, and we work with teenage girls that have been victims of sex trafficking right here in the U.S. And as a nonprofit leader and founder, and as you're growing this grassroots organization, like any small business owner, as you're growing your company, you wear lots of hats. And as you raise more funds and you grow, you get to take off certain hats. But with nonprofit work, it's exhausting, and then working with teenage girls that have this type of trauma can be overwhelming. And unfortunately, there's never a lack of need. So as you can see, when she said this, I thought that sounded great. Yeah, let me enjoy my accomplishments, but there's still work to do. There's still lives that need to be changed. As part of my leadership journey, I heard someone say once that every year in December that you should pray and think about your one word for the next year that you need to focus on. So I started doing that. I've been doing that the past several years. So in December of 2014, I prayed, and going into 2015, I felt my word was intentional. So it sounded good to me. I thought, yes, intentional, that's my word. I knew that I needed to be more intentional with my time, or should I say my lack of time, that was more like it. But in order to have a more healthier work-life balance, I needed to be more intentional with a lot of different things. But I felt there was just never enough time in the day to get it all done. I constantly said, I just need to clone myself. I don't know if you've ever felt that way, but as a nonprofit leader, a wife, a mom, a public speaker, my schedule has been insane, and it's been that way for several years. So I felt like going into 2015 that I was just like a kite, like being pulled all over the place in the wind. Wherever the wind blew, that's where I went. You know, working 80 hours a week, I had a lot of movement. I had goals. I had action. I even had a three-year strategic plan, and I thought I knew where I was going, but I had so much clutter that I could not be intentional with it. You see, intentional living not only helps you remove those someday statements, but it helps you remove clutter. For me, clutter was a never-ending to-do list because I was so overextended. Clutter was resulting in anxiety and sleepless nights. That fast-paced lifestyle I was living was just taking a toll on me. I never took a day off without checking emails or taking calls. I can tell you many times in the car, my phone was beeping and dinging and everything else, and my husband, I was ready to throw it out the window. You know, I had a very unhealthy work-life balance. So although I had a lot of movement, and my movement was for a good cause, so I felt in my mind it was justified, but my movement had created so much clutter for myself, and I was mountain hopping. I was mountain hopping. She was right. My dear friend was right. I was not taking time to rest, reflect, and enjoy the view. I was bulldozing. Can anyone relate to that? My husband told me one time, be a butterfly, not a bull. I was bulldozing. My 2015 word, intentional, it sounded so good to me. I knew I desperately needed to focus on intentional living, but I just did not slow down. So my good intentions were not turning in to intentional living. It was a whole bunch of Sunday statements. Yeah, I need to do that. Yeah, I need to do that. Well, I wish I had more time to do that. Winter turned into spring. Spring turned into summer. And I was still burning candles at all ends. Then, midsummer, I hit a wall. I was just done. Tapped out, lifeless, irritable, fried. I crashed. So for the first time ever, I was ready to walk away from One Eagle's Wings Ministries, and I didn't care if it all came crashing down. And that's a scary place to be in when you get to that point. But thankfully, God says, when you're weak, I'm strong, and my mercies are new each day. He allowed me to get to the end of myself. The good thing is he didn't leave me there. So like a true gentleman, that still small voice spoke to me that one word again, intentional. Intentional. But this time I surrendered. I stopped trying to do it all. I ruthlessly cut my schedule. I hired a much needed operations manager. I hired a personal life coach. I started my journey to intentional living. It's a journey I'm on at this very moment, even today. And I'm growing in it every day. And I will tell you, it's a battle against my flesh because it's not easy a lot of days. But it's been an amazing, amazing journey. And that's why I'm so passionate about. That's why I get out and speak now about purposeful living and intentional living, because I've been on the other side of it. And I've crossed over, and I'm starting to see a new way of life. So much has come as a result of me letting go. So many good things. One of the best things is my biggest fear, everything would fall apart, right? Well, let me tell you, nothing fell apart. In fact, it's actually growing. The nonprofit is growing because others are stepping up into their callings as I've been able to delegate more and step back more. And I'm finding that I actually get more done with my time. I feel good at the end of the day, and I stop. Even if there's work to do still, I stop. I leave it for tomorrow. I no longer feel like a slave to my calling. Isn't that crazy that we rescue teenage girls that have been victims of sex trafficking, you know, trapped in slavery? And here the founder of the organization was feeling like a slave to the calling. I no longer feel that way. I'm at a place where I've started to sort through all that clutter, and a lot of it's been removed. I'll be honest, I'm still removing things. But when you remove clutter, magic happens. It really is magical. It allows you to be present in the moment, and that is something that I really, really struggled with in the past. Relationships grow, passion grows. For me, it's been a true awakening. New dreams are even being birthed. I feel refreshed. I feel free. I launched an organization with my husband in January called Flagship Equip, and it's all about equipping leaders, and we have a dynamic team of coaches that have joined up with us. So new dreams are being birthed. It's just been really amazing. And I do believe there can be movement while you're pursuing your goals and climbing those mountains. But do it from a place of rest, not striving. I want you to think for a minute about the ocean. Or think of a river. You know, it's peaceful. To me, water's very calming. I love being around water. My soul just feels good by the water. In the river and in the ocean, there's movement, but there's life. There's life. Now think about stagnant water. You know, it's just gross and dirty and lifeless. As leaders, we have to keep moving. We have to keep moving, but we can do it with intentional purpose, which creates life and peace and passion. It creates peace in our hearts and our souls and our minds. I regret being too busy mountain climbing to slow down and enjoy the view. If this resonates with you or sounds like you, I want to challenge you to give yourself permission to grow in this area, even if it's baby steps. A good leader is always learning. We're always growing. You might surprise yourself. I find that I'm getting more done in 5 hours versus 10 because I've removed clutter and I'm more focused. I'm putting margin back into my life. For me, margin is time with my family. I have 2 children, a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I have a husband, and he's awesome. But spending time with my family, that's huge, something I've neglected over the years. It's reading. It's resting. It's dreaming. It's doing things outside of human trafficking. And it's focus on my spiritual walk. Those are ways I'm creating margin in my life. But I'll tell you, it's not easy. I have to literally block off margin days in my calendar. I have to like blackout days. Like, you know, if you have a timeshare and you can't use it on certain days. I mean, that's literally how I have to do it because I'm notorious for seeing holes in my calendar and filling it. So I have to black those days out. But removing clutter, just it really helps you get a clear perspective of what really matters. I want to share with you 5 practical ways that you can remove clutter in your life. And these are all things that I'm working on and that have helped me. So, 1, what is causing you the most stress at this moment? Can you pinpoint just one thing? One thing. You probably have a whole list of things. But if you can pinpoint one thing, what would you give priority to first? What do you want to start working on first? Because I bet if you can start working on the big one, other things will fall into place. So, last year for me, my big thing was that I needed more help. I needed an operations manager. My workload was way too heavy. So that was my one big thing. So is there anything at this exact moment causing you the most stress? 2, is there anything in your life that you're currently doing that is not bearing fruit? If so, remove it. I feel like we often commit, especially as women, you know, we're givers and we sign up for things and we commit to things because we feel obligated, like, oh, yeah, we should do that. And we feel like it's something we should do, but as we start doing it, we're frustrated that we even said yes in the first place. And then we start to dread it. I have done that so many times, saying yes way, way, way too much. So give yourself permission to focus on fruitful activity that bring life and add passion and significance into your world, not things that suck the life and passion out of you. It's okay to say no. So do what you need to do to eliminate things and say no. Give yourself permission for that. 3, do you control your calendar or does your calendar control you? I already told you in the past, I've been notorious for seeing those holes in the calendar and saying yes. And over time, that adds up and you look at your schedule and you say, wow, how did this happen? I have no days off this month. So now I block off those margins. These are you days. Margin could be self-care. It could be time with your friends, family, road trip, maybe just vegging out all day on Netflix, whatever it is, going out for a run. But take control of your calendar. Don't let your calendar control you. Number four, take control of your inbox. Inbox, my emails are insane. Emails can be so time-consuming, too, because it seems like once you dig in and you start answering and sending out replies, you get more back, and it never ends. So what I have found, if I'm working on a project, like say it's a grant that I need to get finished, if I start working on the grant first in the morning and not even think about my inbox, if I get my projects done first and prioritize those, then I can check my emails later, and I get more done that way. So it's just a little tool that I've had to work out, because once you get in that email, it's out of control. So take care of your inbox. Take control of it. Number five, literally remove clutter. I cannot work in a messy office. I can't work in a messy car. I'm in my car a lot driving around. So when things are messy, I just feel scattered. So if you remove clutter from your workspace, I promise you'll feel better. You'll feel better. So let's recap some key takeaways for today. I have three key takeaways. Number one, when good intentions don't turn into intentional living, nothing happens. Intentional living requires action. Intentional living eliminates someday statements by putting action into goals. So number two, intentional living eliminates someday statements by putting action into goals. However, movement does not necessarily equate intentional living. Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're living intentional. Got to be busy about the right things, purposeful things, things that add to significance in your life. And the last one, number three, to live intentionally, you must remove clutter. We have to remove that clutter. I want you to think about what clutter looks like for you, because we all have it in our life. If you need help in any of these areas, just visit flagshipequip.com. We have a three-hour workshop on intentional living, and we would love to bring it to you, or if you have a group that's interested. We also, like I said, have several coaches that would love to spend time with you and get to know you and help you in this journey. We have several events coming up. We have a men's weekend coming up. We have a ladies' retreat at the beach coming up. It's just all kinds of exciting things. So I encourage you to check out our website and follow us, like us, and just stay in touch with us, because our goal is to really empower and equip leaders. And we're all leaders. We're all leaders, and we're all growing and just in different areas. Lastly, I want to just put a little plug in for On Eagle's Wings Ministries. We have a barbecue ball coming up May 21st in Charlotte. We're going to have a volleyball tournament, a pool party, a live band, barbecue buffet. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a very family-friendly event. So barbecueballnc.com for more details. But it has been really fun spending time with you today. I'm so passionate about this issue of intentional living, because it's a journey that I'm on. I'm going through it right now, and I just want others to experience this and start working towards that, because the world we live in is so fast-paced, and we need to slow down, and we need to be intentional. So next time we're together, Friday, May 6th, we're going to talk more about intentional living, but this time we're going to focus on removing courage, overcoming courage, I should say. We all need to work on that. There's so many women, especially, I do a lot of women's ministry that deal with fear, and it holds them back. So we're going to talk about courage next time. But until we are together again, discover, dream, dare, but make it a great day. And thank you so much for spending time with me. Take care.